Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast on Spotify on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Please subscribe, like, comment, and share. As always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture, coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come just to say thank you, Father God. I come to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy that endureth forever, O God. Thank you for your grace that you always extend unto us, O God. Thank you for your love, Father God, because your love is the only love that some people get to experience, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, your joy, Father God, is the only joy some people get to experience. Your peace is the only peace some people get to experience, Father God. So, Father God, we don't take it lightly, Father God. We don't take it for granted, Father God, that we get to come to pray to you, Father God. We don't take it for granted that we have the ability to read your word, Father God, with the physical Bible and with Bible apps. We don't take that for granted. We don't take it for granted, Father God, that you allow us to assemble ourselves together, Father God, into different edifices, Father God, to be able to praise your holy name, to be able to uplift your holy name, to be able to magnify you, to be able to exalt you, to be able to worship you in the beauty of holiness. We don't take it for granted, Father God, because we know there's someone somewhere, Father God, that has to hide their relationship with you, Father God. There's someone somewhere, Father God, that cannot be open with their relationship with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we can yell from the rooftop, Father God, that Jesus is Lord, that we can yell, Father God, from the tallest building, Father God, that Jesus is Savior, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is a Redeemer, that Jesus is a Deliverer, that Jesus is a Healer. Father God, we can say that Jesus is our Provider. We can say Jesus is our Waymaker, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, because it's not just a right that we get to do this. It's a privilege that we get to do this, Father God. So help us, Father God, to always remember that it's a privilege that we get to pray to you. That is a privilege that we get to uplift your holy name, Father God. Father God, sometimes in life we magnify a lot of things. We magnify people. We magnify celebrities, Father God. Some people magnify their homes or their vehicles or their education or their status in life. Some people magnify their bank accounts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Some people magnify their husbands or their wives. Some people magnify their children, Father God. But Father God, in all that we do, help us to magnify you. Help us to only magnify you, Father God. Help us to magnify our faith in you, Father God. Help us to magnify our trust in you, Father God. Help us to magnify, Father God, us believing in you, Father God, with 10 toes down, Father God, that no matter who says what, that no matter what situation may come in our lives, Father God, that no matter, Father God, what storm may arise, Father God, that no matter if it's a tsunami, Father God, whether it's a tornado, Father God, whether it's a hurricane for, Father God, whether it's an earthquake, Father God, it doesn't matter whether it's a twister, Father God, help us to stand 10 toes down in your word, Father God. Help us to magnify your word, Father God. Help us to magnify your spirit, Father God, by walking in the spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, Father God, to magnify you with our speech, Father God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to magnify you, Father God, in our actions, Father God. Help us to magnify you, Father God, in our thinking, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, allow our lives, Father God, every aspect of our lives, Father God, allow it to align with your word, Father God. Allow it to align with your will for our lives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to all to become the people of God that you have called and have chosen for us to be, Father God. Help us, Father God, not to be, Father God, lazy, Father God. Help us, Father God, those of us, Father God, who suffers with procrastination, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, look down upon those who, Father God, who allow fear, Father God, to keep them captive, Father God. Look down upon those who allow their thoughts, Father God, to keep them bound, Father God. The thoughts of, what if I fail? What if people laugh at me? What if people don't support me? Father God, help us to get out of our own way. Help us to get out of our own minds, Father God, and help us to go forth anyway, Father God. Help us to go forth in the anointing. Help us to go forth in your spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to go forth by faith, Father God. In the name of Jesus, believing that if our lives are in alignment with your will for our lives, Father God, that you have a remnant of people out there for us, Father God. It doesn't matter who is doing what. It doesn't matter who's doing it. The same thing that you're doing. But Father God, help us to remember they can't do it the way we're doing it, Father God. And we can't do it the way that they are doing it. So help us, Father God, to concentrate on ourselves. Help us not to think about what other people are doing or what other people are going to say. Help us to be more thoughtful, Father God, about what you're going to say about our lives, Father God. Help us to care more about what you think, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because ultimately, Father God, there's no one on this earth that has a heaven or a hell that they can put us in, Father God. So help us to make sure we're doing things the way you want us to do it, Father God. Please, Father God, help us to make sure we're living the lives that you have called and have chosen for us to live, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to stop making excuses, Father God, for the sin that we are in. Help us to stop making excuses for the lives that we are not living, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to stop making excuses for the things that you have told us to do and we have not done it, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for all the times you continue to give us chance after chance after chance after chance after chance to get it right with you. Some of us, Father God, need multiple chances, Father God, in the name of Jesus, until that light bulb comes on, Father God. Father God, I pray that you will allow someone to have that aha moment on today. Allow the light bulb to come on, Father God, on in their minds on today, in their hearts on today. Someone is saying, I want to give my life to Jesus, but I don't want to do it right now. I'm going to do it before the year is over. I'm going to do it before the month is over. I'm going to do it before the summer is over. Father God, allow each person to know that the next breath is not promised to anyone. The next second is not promised to anyone, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to get our lives right with you, Father God. Help us to deny and to crucify the flesh, Father God, and to walk uprightly before you, Father God. Help us to walk in the Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For there is nothing that's on this earth. There's no person on this earth. There's no amount of money on this earth. There's no kind of status on this earth that is worth our spiritual soul, Father God. So I come and ask you, Father God, to watch over each and every person's spiritual soul, Father God. I pray that you will save the unbelievers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will draw every believer closer to thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to go higher in thee. Help us to go deeper in thee, Father God. Fill us up with your spirit. Fill us up so much with your spirit, Father God, that doubt can't creep in, that fear can't creep in, that procrastination can't creep in, that sin can't creep in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, help us to be holy, because you said you are holy, so we are supposed to be holy in all manner of conversation. And all our deeds, Father God, and all my actions, Father God, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. It doesn't matter what the government says, Father God, but it matters what you say, Father God. It matters what your word says, Father God. So help us to receive your word with gladness, Father God. Help us, Father God, to stop trying to dissect your word, Father God, and to accept your word for what it is, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us, Father God. Make us over again, Father God. Cleanse us from the inside to the outside, Father God. Someone is trying to lose weight on today. Give them strength, Father God. Take the taste of sweets out of their taste buds, Father God. Taste the taste of fast food out of their taste buds, Father God. Take the taste, Father God, of fried foods out of their taste buds, Father God. Anything they should not be eating, Father God. I pray that you remove the taste out of their taste buds, Father God, so they can go to what they need to go, so they can reach their final destination, so they can reach their goal, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon those who have diabetes on today. Look down upon those, Father God, who's having problems with keeping their blood sugar stabilized, Father God. Look down upon those who blood sugar keeps elevating. Look down upon those who blood sugar keeps dropping, Father God. I pray, Father God, for everyone's blood sugar, Father God, that it can, Father God, remain constant, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that's on dialysis on today. I pray for those, Father God, who have kidney problems, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those with polycystic kidney disease, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for those with kidney stones. I pray for those with gallbladder stones, Father God. I pray for those who have a problem with their appendix, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those with Crohn's disease. I pray for those with diverticulitis, Father God. I pray for those with emphysema and COPD and congestive heart failure. I pray for those with asthma, with pneumonia, bronchitis, Father God. Pray for those with tuberculosis, Father God. Pray for those with COVID-19, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for those with myocarditis, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those with aphasia, Father God. I pray for those with aphantasia, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for those with alopecia, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those with cataracts and glaucoma, Father God. I pray for those who don't have blood circulation, Father God. I pray for those who may have infection in their bodies. I pray for those with bacteria in their bodies, Father God. I pray for those with inflammation in their bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for those with arthritis. I pray for those with osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis,
arthritis. I pray for those with bursitis, Father God. I pray for those with osteoporosis, Father God. I pray for those with ALS, Father God. I pray for those with leukemia and lupus, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those who are suffering with migraines and sinuses and allergies, Father God. I pray for those who have hearing problems, Father God. I pray for those who can't smell, Father God. I pray for those who can't taste, Father God. Those who may have mouth cancer, Father God. I pray for those who have lung cancer, thyroid cancer, Father God, thyroid disease, Father God. I pray for those who have to speak, Father God, out of a voice box, Father God. I pray for those with breast cancer, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, with brain cancer, Father God, spine cancer, bone cancer, Father God. I pray for those with liver cancer, kidney cancer, Father God, pancreatic cancer, Father God. I pray for those, Father God, with cervical cancer, Father God, uterus cancer, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, with those, Father God, who may have fibrosis, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for all forms of cancer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, skin cancer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you see the babies, oh God, that's at Shriners Hospital. You see the babies, Father God, at St. Jude. You see the babies at AI DuPont, Father God. You see the children, Father God, and the young adults and the teenagers that's at Ferris, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You see those at Rockwood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come to you, Father God, asking you to touch the mind of these young people, Father God. Touch the minds of, Father God, each and every person, Father God, who is dealing with mental problems, my God, mental health, Father God, whether it's dementia or Alzheimer's, Father God. Father God, somebody is going through with depression, Father God, and they don't realize that they are depressed. Someone is going through with anxiety, Father God, and don't realize that they are dealing with anxiety, Father God. Someone has bipolar disorder on today. Someone has borderline personality disorder, Father God. Someone, Father God, has schizophrenia, Father God. Someone has schizophrenia with multiple personalities, Father God. Someone is having a chemical imbalance, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone is having a nervous breakdown, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Someone is battling suicidal thoughts, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will look down upon each and every person right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will cover each and every person in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, show us to ourselves, Father God. Lord God, allow us to see us how you see us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and help us to get it right with you, Father God. And I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you will meet every need on today, that you will watch over each and every person on today, that you will cover this entire earth in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. Keep us, Father God, from hurt, harm, and danger, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us from sickness and death on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God. Lord, I praise you, Father God. Lord, I lift you up, Father God, for you are good, oh God. I come to say thank you, Father God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God. Thank you for all that you will continue to do, Father God. Thank you for making ways out of no ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the unexpected blessings, oh God. Thank you for the unexpected miracles, Father God. Thank you for the unexpected healing. Thank you for the unexpected deliverance, Father God. Thank you for the unexpected job. Thank you for the unexpected clients, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the unexpected fortune, Father God. Thank you for the unexpected prosperity, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for all that you're going to do in our lives. Thank you, Father God. Bless the works of our hands, Father God. Bless, Father God, the creativities of our minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you will have your divine way in each and every person's life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you.